Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 30 of The Good, The Dan, The Florida Man. Your hosts, as always, putting on chapstick or lip balm or Vaseline in a
it's
tube.
It's a lip repair Aquaphor. We're not sponsored by them, but you know who we are sponsored? Wouldn't that be funny if we just kicked it off right immediately? Like,
please don't. Let's just get to the intro.
I'm Ryan. I'm the good. I'm trying my best today. We'll see how it goes. What about you, the one and only Dan?
I am Dan, the boy who lived poorly. And we also have this guy.
What?
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm the Florida man, and I am confused as ever.
You should be.
Okay, well, yeah, okay, no further questions, Your Honor. We'll just move on right past that. Thanks for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to The Good, The Damn, The Florida Man, we hope we say or do something that'll make you want to listen again. Today's episode, we will be sharing some stranger stories. These are stories submitted by you, our fans and listeners, that got a little weird, and it's our job to then read them to the world and make fun of you for them. But before we jump into that, today's episode is actually brought to you by Manscaped. Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code GDFM20. The copywriter for Manscaped is having a blast.
You know, dare I say,
I was
going to
say, the fact that he is...
Dude, this copywriter has no boss, is what I just learned.
Yes,
like, there is no one above him.
This is Manscaped himself.
Yeah. Right, this is Mr. Manscaped.
I just never want to hear a testicle referred to as a pumpkin ever again, but 20% off is
Happy
pretty
Halloween.
Good. I am glad we got a 20% off cut. That's pretty nice.
It's nice.
Look, all I'm saying is why make yourself the only thing you dress up this Halloween?
Wait, don't you mean undress?
Yeah, undress.
Look, okay, listen, man, I'm not a professional here.
Right. I will say this. Beneficially, Manscaped also has, like, because say, ladies listening, say you don't have balls, you can also, there's also, like,
what?
Nose and ear hair trimmers and cool things like that. I don't know if you've got that. I don't
also
know how women work.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Ryan, but women also have pubic hair.
Yeah, but we were talking specifically about balls. They don't have
right.
pumpkins.
Well, on the inside, if you want to count the ovaries.
If they start eating the inside, things have gone horribly, horribly wrong.
You're absolutely right. All I'm saying is they could use a Manscaped trimmer to trim the landing strip.
That's true. All I'm saying is that my favorite part is the ears and nose hair trimmer. That one I use a lot.
I don't
that
know
brings
what you're
a lot of joy.
Trying with that, but yeah, there we go.
No, it's just not. Kind of... No, it's just, no. I mean, it's just nice. Like it
yes.
just works. I don't know. Why'd you have to make it weird?
Look, man, if you have a Halloween party you're going to, put on your costume and get your candy sack ready for visitors this Halloween. I'm making this up as I go, and I hate myself for it. Look,
you should be a copywriter for Manscaped.
Look, Hollywood. Look,
you go to a
Halloween
party
is dressed like a ho day. Okay, that's what it is.
Yes.
Okay, so
and
you
gotta
be
smooth.
Prepared.
You gotta be sleek, dolphin it, really dolphin it. I'm going to a Halloween party tomorrow. You know what I'm gonna be taking with me? This, a Manscaped razor, and I'm gonna shave. And I'm just gonna
dolphin
shave,
it.
Dolphin shave, it. Dolphin it, yeah.
And I was just gonna say, if you go to a party and it's just like, it's hot and sweaty, you can go back home and use the ball reviver before you let anybody get down there.
Oh my god.
Let's wrap up this terrible. They're not going to have us do another one.
They're probably not. This is probably, hey guys, thanks for the Manscaped thing. Guys, if you wouldn't mind, if you are looking for or in the market for anything like this and you want to use the code GDFM20, that would be fantastic. Because if they listen back to this and we've sold none of them, they're going to be like, well, we know why. Idiots that we
what
got
would be
doing.
Better is if we sold like hundreds of them just because of this weird ass
just because of the insanity
thing.
That okay. Look, call to action required. Okay. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code GDFM20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code GDFM20 at manscaped.com. Say Love trick it. Or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped.
Yay!
I want to meet their copywriter.
I do too. I just got to chill.
Next time, make a deal with them, we just like make that part of the contract.
Can we just get on a Zoom call with him? Would that be okay?
They're like, we actually have a whole team of people that come up with puns for your downstairs.
And it's just like, I want the worst one. I want Gary. Send me Gary.
Gary the Zodiac Killer. I would like to meet him.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're jumping out of that. Thanks for the sponsor, Manscaped, and for the last time.
We sure hope it's not, but thank you.
Before we get into our stranger stories, Ryan, you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, man, I got on the 28th of this month, of October. My brain is slow. On the 28th of October, I'm playing at the Tempe Improv in Tempe, Arizona. After that, I'm going to be going to Washington, D.C. the 4th through the 6th, performing the D.C. Comedy Loft. And then after that, I'm going to be going to New York. I'm going to be doing the City Winery in New York on Pier 56? 57? We don't have the link up yet. It's just a cool like winery area. It's by the Hudson. It's pretty. That show just got added, so I'm stoked. And it's New York City, baby.
It's on the island
of Manhattan. November 29th.
I'll miss you by 9 days.
Dang. Where are you going?
Oh. Well, I'll get there.
Okay, that's fair. Dan, in betweensies.
I have no shows, but you can catch me at all of the open mics in Utah. Ben, what shows do you have?
Well, this October 29th and 30th, I'll be opening for Frank Caliendo at the Irvine Improv on the 29th and the Oxnard Levity Live on the 30th. November 12th through the 14th, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, performing at Anime IY. On the 15th, I'll be in Bridgeport, Connecticut, the Stress Factory. On the 16th, I'll be in New Brunswick, New Jersey at the Stress Factory. On the 17th, I'll be in Pittman, New Jersey, which is South Jersey, Philly area, at the Human Village Brewing Co. On November 18th, I'll be in New York City at Caroline's on Broadway. On the 20th, I'll be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Pottawatomie Casino. And then November 26th, I'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada, at Red Rocks Casino. You can come check me out there. And then all of December, I'll be doing a Florida tour. So if you're in Florida or nearby, I will be all over Florida in December.
We love it.
So go to benbrainer.com to check out all of the info and get tickets and all that.
Wonderful.
With that being said, are you guys ready to hop in to some of these stranger stories?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, let's kick it off with Ryan. What story did you pick for us today?
So I picked a person from Maggie or Magpie M, and the listeners died three times and lived to tell the tale, and this is just all up my alley. This is my dojo, baby.
Dying multiple times? What?
Right? So hello, all. Magpie again. Love the show and love the audience submissions. This episode is my new favorite. I've forgotten to submit my story, so here it is, just in case you do another. Call it my origin story because the running joke in my group is that I'm an immortal or a lich. That's because I've officially died three times. For some backstory, I was born with VSD, or ventricle septal defect, which means there is a hole in the walls that separates the two lower chambers of my heart. Normally, these aren't a big deal.
Sound like a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it's your heart, right?
Hey, don't freak out, but there's a hole in my heart where there usually isn't.
And it is normally not a big hole, but in this case, normally these aren't a big deal when small, but my bargain basement organ wanted to be an overachiever. So these are large, apparently. When I was 16 years old.
Can we guess? Should we guess? I'm going to say that big.
I'll say this.
Like, for those of you listening, imagine just, I didn't mean the little circle with my
what
hand.
What dilation of butthole are we talking about?
I don't like how that was your
say
go-to.
This big.
I was gonna say like three P's, but you said buttholes. Ryan, why did you say buttholes?
My brain is broken, man. My brain is so totally broken today.
All right.
What a weird disease. She has a butthole in her heart.
That's what she was. I had a thing when I was born. There was just a butthole in my heart. And
dude, it's gonna get usually, so much weirder before it gets more normal today for me.
Usually,
so
just... it's okay to have a butthole in your heart. But
yeah, we're 11 minutes in. I'm just warming up.
I edit a better put this.
if you could just please take this out, that would be fantastic.
Use it, give it, clip it.
Don't clip, clip it. It. Don't it. Clip it.
Clip it. I need don't to see
it.
This on TikTok.
It. Spin it. Bop
anyway,
it.
When I was 16, I had a heart attack while waiting for rugby tryouts. While not performing, while waiting for rugby tryouts. That's
hey,
ridiculous.
As someone who has waited for rugby tryouts, I can tell you it's pretty stressful. And if I had a butthole in my heart, it would make it even worse.
A heart hole? A heart butthole? Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. I was walking towards some stairs and then I just keeled over. Woke up later via defibrillator, which was super inconvenient because it left my chest sore and burned my skin from the shock. By the time I healed, tryouts
were
over.
That's why it was convenient. Yeah.
By the time I healed, tryouts were over and my grandmother wouldn't let me try out for any other sports. Aww.
Well, that's probably the worst part of the story. Not the whole dying part, but she couldn't even make the rugby team.
Grandma,
anymore.
You have a butthole too. And that's how you mean.
Holy cow, this is why it happened. We later found out that I had subacute bacterial endocrinitis, or SBE, which was caused by a tooth infection that traveled to my heart.
Okay. What?
How did that even happen?
What kind of Osmosis Jones bullshit? Yo, the tooth fairy doing too much, dog. Like,
right. That's like, wild.
My tooth got infected and my heart grew a hole. That is insane.
I thought it was going to be the heart hole that caused the heart attack, but I guess it didn't. I guess that was fine.
She said usually the heart holes are totally normal, but those tooth infections, man, look, get a dentist.
Right?
Everyone needs a dentist. And if you don't have one, dentist. I'll look.
We will find Magpie needs a dentist. Anyway,
everyone needs a dentist the same way that everyone needs a Manscaped razor.
And a butthole heart. Let's not forget. When I was, I don't know, man, this episode could just be titled The Butthole Heart.
We're only 13 minutes yep. in, right?
Anyway. Episode 2, when I was 18, they found a small tumor in my chest. Breast cancer runs the family, so I was rushed to a bunch of screenings. Needless to say, the first time anyone's seen me naked is a team of doctors and med students were not the highlight of my freshman year. Oh, aww. The tumor was the size of a tangerine, and they scheduled surgery to remove it. Good news, it was benign, but I flatlined on the operating table and had to be brought back.
What is going on?
Why does it feel like the wrong things are killing this person? You know what I mean? Like
it's like, okay, hey, look, I have a hole in my heart, but I passed out. I died from a tooth infection. Okay, yeah. Also, I have a tumor in my breast, but I died on the operating table? It's like, hey, I have food poisoning.
Who are your dentists and doctors? Because you need to not be going to them
the
anymore.
Whatever city you're living in where this is happening, leave it, burn it down.
The medical professionals are just trying to kill people.
Talk about medical unprofessionals.
Jeez, bro.
Anyway, but apparently the most annoying part was they wouldn't let me eat solids for 12 hours after, so I was stuck with Jell-O and apple juice. When I was released, I sent my family...
the most convenient part.
Right? I don't know. When I was released, I sent my family to Taco Bell and 5 or 6 tacos and burritos.
Well, those aren't solid, so.
Yeah, right. You could have eaten that the whole time anyway. And they're not going to be solid for much longer.
Taco Bell burrito, that's just liquid going in and coming out.
You just have to, the tortilla.
It's a go-gurt.
Yeah, it's a go-gurt.
Oh, my God.
It's a Mexican go-gurt.
It's a Mexican go-gurt. Oh, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard. Oh.
Go-gurt.
I would love to see go-gurt by Taco Bell. It's just meats and cheese and
well, didn't they have the walk-in tacos at one point? The Doritos in a bag.
God, I hope
or the nachos in a bag.
I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
Well, no, they had something on the go. Taco Bell did fairly recently.
Yeah, Taco Bell will always make you go. Anyway, my most recent death was when I was 26 at a pirate festival. First off, great start.
I think I know where this is. Tampa, Florida. Has a pirate festival every year.
This might be Tampa, Florida. This would actually explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
The cannon operator didn't shout fire in the hole when they lit the fuse, and I was standing very close to it. It went off. I was startled, and then I crumpled to the floor without a heartbeat. No, butthole heart!
Okay, fainting goat. Boo!
Eventually, I was resuscitated and placed inside an ambulance. The funniest part was that they kicked the junior EMT out because I had to take off my bodice. The EMTs were very entertained at how I knew exactly what to do and where to put the 12 lead or lead nodes would be placed to read my heart.
What is a bodice?
Bodice is like, I'm guessing like a corset.
Okay.
Here, let's find out.
I think so, yeah.
Let's just use the Google.
What's a bodice?
Yeah, it's a corset.
Google, what's a bodice?
Wow, I'm impressed and surprised that you knew that.
You know what? Me too.
Do you have one?
Ah, nah, that'd be cool. Are you kidding? You think that I'd have one and not make content with it already? Actually,
you
do have a women's. I have women's sports bra and pants because I got offered a deal one time, and I didn't have to refine this email. But someone was like, "Hey, we love your content. We want you to advertise this like women's like Spanx essentially." And this, and I was like, so I bought them because I was like, "I'm gonna make fun of this," and I never made fun of this.
Well, now you're doing it on the podcast, so.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
worth it eventually.
Worth it, kind of.
I think I would enjoy being a paramedic on that ride. We're just like, hey, I need to put this. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. I've done it twice. And just starts putting all the stickies in the right spots. And they're like, huh, why are you
good at this?
Well, let me show you my anus hot.
Here's why the bodice. She's good at this. I've had some other.
She's not just
episodes.
Tearing her bodice. She's tearing her body, is what she meant. She's just like,
yeah,
anus in my.
If you put your head, if you put your ear real close to my heart, you can just hear. Occasionally. Yeah.
Oh, for all we know, the corpse bride is just like emailing us at our podcast. It's just like, here's how I died 3 times. You know,
but by the way, not really the only times. She said I've had some other heart episodes, which she says that's the almost heart attacks between and since. But I am sticking to the count that I have still 6 live left. I even got a tattoo of a 4 8-bit hearts with only one colored. Since I haven't died since, I'll just color them in if the Grim Reaper decides to try his hand. But at this point, I think I'm either really bad at my job or my guardian angel is on it. Hope you guys have a great day, man.
I like how she said she has 6 more lives. Did a cat write this story?
Yeah, I hope so. I love cats so much.
The cat's like, I have died 3 times since the humans have taken me in.
The humans are over.
I keep trying to escape and they won't let me run.
I just want to go to a pirate festival at least once.
I am cat pirate. Meow.
Meowrg? Wow.
Meowrg.
Meowrg.
I also just want... Yeah, that's beautiful. That's wonderful.
Okay, Dan, you got a story.
Oh, I got a story. I got 3 stories in one email. So we're just gonna go through it all. Tia L writes, I actually have 2 crazy Alabama stories and one that should have sent my grandmother to a mental hospital. All of them deal with my grandmother, and I thankfully cut contact with her at 16. Congrats, babes.
Yo.
We love it.
Alabama grandmothers do it different.
They be
Alabama,
doing it different.
Alabama mothers? Alabama? You can't really combine grandma.
Alabama mothers?
Grandma-bamas? That one works.
Grandma-bamas. Bama-grandmas.
Bama-grandmas.
Bama-grandmas. Bama-grandmas be on something else. Dog.
Me and my grandma.
They different.
Bama-grandmas.
Okay, so she's first story. When my grandmother was 17, she fell in love with her first cousin. Great start. Wow.
Beginning beautiful. No changes. No notes.
Do you recognize how I wasn't shocked? Because you said you were from Alabama. I don't know his name, so we call him Ed. Ed okay. was 5 years older than her, and they actually dated for a few months, so she says. Until he found the girl he later married. Interesting. On the day of his wedding, 3 years after Ed supposedly left her, she begged him to elope with her and to leave his fiance behind.
Yes.
Ed refused.
Get it, Bama Grandma.
Ed refused and ignored her for the rest of the night.
out of spite, she asked her paid...
Wait, she came to the wedding?
I guess, yeah. And
asked Bama her... Grandma was invited to the wedding of the first cousin ex-boyfriend?
And she was like, you know what? This is a really good time to ask you to elope and leave your fiancé.
Well, there's no better time than last minute.
She's the embodiment of that Ariana Grande song that's like, leave your boyfriend because I'm bored. leave your fiance, I'm bored.
She is Ariana Grande.
Oh my gosh.
Leave your wife at the altar, I'm bored.
I'm bored. Out of spite, she asked her paid her... Oh, sorry, that's grammatical. She asked her alcoholic roommate to propose to her at the reception. He did, and they actually did get married and had my mother...
Wait, pause. Time out on the play. Hold on. No. Bama Grandma asked just an intoxicated friend to propose at this. I imagine
she turned
was
around
a
and said, you, roommate, propose to me, please, sir.
I imagine this was just like a move to ruin the wedding. But then she said yes and went through with it.
That's...
Guys, and then they had a daughter?
Commitment to the bit.
Like, I'm not that good of a comedian. I'm not.
No, this grandma puts all of us to shame as far as commitment to the bit goes. My God.
Bama grandmas do it different, I'm telling you.
Bama grandmas are wild.
Crazy. She never loved him, and they divorced less than a year after the the spike wedding.
Couldn't have guessed that.
She then married Ed's best friend.
Oh, yes.
And I'm not sure how long that lasted, but my mother was 16 when they married,
enough.
And she was 21 when my grandmother married her third husband. I was apparently the flower girl for that wedding,
Grandma?
But I don't remember it.
Can we talk about that? Like, in between 16 and 21, her mom had a baby. Like, that was a...
That's pretty normal.
Oh, I guess it's Alabama.
No, I mean, it's just normal, dude.
It felt...
How old were your parents when they had... Their 30. First child.
21.
Yeah, that's late. Yeah, Dan's is fairly normal. My parents were like 20, 22.
Yeah.
When they had my older brother. Yeah. Especially like the previous generation, they had kids at like 18, 19, 20, 21. Like that was the normal.
Wow.
30 is waiting.
Yeah. Wow. 30 was waiting. 30 today.
30, like, 30 today is.
I guess we're all waiting, boys.
Do you know that a Mormon prophet once said that if you weren't married by 25, you were an abomination? That's actually not the right quote. What did he say? It was like, you're a burden on society.
I am, but my marriage status has nothing to do with it.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so Bama Grandma got married 3 times before this girl was probably, what, like 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Good for her.
But
the first one was just a commitment that to like a spy. Like it was just like I wanted to mess with somebody else's life.
Yeah.
I wanted to ruin
She must
a
have been honest.
She's
okay,
the opposite
I don't...
of me.
She's like, propose to me, and then he's like, okay. And
I don't,
he like proposes
I don't...
to her and she's like, oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting this.
I don't want to say this out loud, but she had to have been hot.
Oh, that's true. That's
There's
really
no way.
True.
There's this had to
I don't
be
want to
like
picture
a
hot
grandma.
Bama grandma, honestly.
Yeah, no, this definitely had to be a hot Bama grandma. Cause...
Well, I guess at this point she wasn't a grandma.
She has that like Alabama
she was
droll,
just a Bama.
But, like, hey, sweetie.
She was a Bama, you know, like
a bad Bama jamma, Bama grandma.
A bad Bama grandma.
That's not the end of the story though. There's two other parts to this, remember?
Oh, good.
When I was 14, my second cousin was pregnant, and my grandmother threw her baby shower. While I was wandering around, trying to hide from all the creepy old ladies asking when I'd have a kid, why would I have a kid? Suddenly, I was yanked...
See, I told you it was young stuff, carry on. I knew it was right. It felt wrong, okay?
Suddenly, I was yanked from behind, and I whipped around, ready to punch somebody. When I saw it was my grandmother looking like she was on a mission. She then randomly asked if I wanted to get married.
Woman came out of the womb on a mission. She didn't know what it was, but she was getting stuff done.
It's just weird that she's just like, I just want to get people married. Like,
good for her. This is Cupid.
She's like, I can't get married again because I have had too many husbands. So it's now it's your turn.
I've had one too many. Grandma, you've had five. And I said what I said.
I have an uncle that has that's been married five times. Wow. It's kind of impressive. In between three uncles, it's 11 marriages, which is, you know.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
Good numbers. Good numbers.
Yeah, no. They're really, it's impressive. Fun fact, the guy who's been married five times, his fifth wife thinks he's only been married three times. So I don't have a lot of faith in that one. Yeah.
Missouri.
Missouri. She doesn't listen to this podcast.
I doubt it.
I quickly said no. And she started talking about what my cake was going to look like and how I would wear her old wedding dress and her wedding pearls. What? I yanked my arm away and told her I would not be getting married anytime soon. And 4 months later, my boyfriend proposed. But that's a story in and of its own. She How told me I would she be... She told me I would be and yanked me into a standing position in front of some dude my mother's age. For reference, my mother was 20 when I was born. Ew!
What? Okay. That's a normal age.
No.
No, it she's was. 14 and she so pulled up like a 34-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, I didn't do the number.
It's a felony.
Ben's like, it's fine, right?
No, I didn't run the math before I responded.
She introduced me to this guy and she said it was Ed's son. I said, hi, I'm 14. I'm not sure what's going on, but I will not be marrying you. And I absolutely booked it out of the house. I have never been to another baby shower.
I hope he was like, what was that? Why did she think, Grandma, these dang Bama grandmas be setting people up?
Dang. She's like, you got to start young, sweetie. You're going to be having eight of them.
You can't drink all day if you don't get married at 14.
You know, some say...
Took me a sec there, Ben.
maybe she just was like trying to get her to like... The end. She's like, I only lucked out on my eighth husband. You need to start like marrying now so that you can find the one.
If you start at 14, you'll find the right one by 29.
And then you can have babies at 13. Awesome.
You have a child with the one you hate the most.
Wild. There's a third part of the story now.
Oh, good. It wasn't juicy enough already.
I taught myself to sew in the seventh grade because I had a baby rabbit, but it actually says I had a bad habit of ripping my jeans under the bleachers. Not for those
what
reasons.
What was she doing under the bleachers?
She actually says...
Yeah, she says, like, not for those not reasons. For reason. Assholes like to throw my library books behind them. Oh. Ew.
God, what kind of cliche high school... This is some 80s trope.
Hey,
high
give
school.
Me your book. I'm going to go throw it under the bleachers.
What's
Hey, did you know it was illegal to dance here? No. You can't mess with me. I'm all of the Jets.
I'm all of
God, I love it. I came home one day to my grandmother screaming and crying and clutching her stuffed frog named George.
What?
There's so many levels to
this. I sincerely hope George the stuffed frog is actually one of her ex-husbands. That would be very funny.
He's just his ashes are just inside George.
This is the opposite of Princess and the Frog.
Yeah. her stuffed frog named George, like a lifeless body while stuffing was falling out of his head. Well, I guess that kind of goes with the ashes thing. Apparently our dog used George like a chew toy. I don't remember how I came to this conclusion, but I had to use a storage bin lid like a stretcher to convince her to allow me to take him to another room to perform brain surgery on him. Brain surgery. I used some extra cotton we had to restuff its head and used an ace bandage I had to cover his stitches.
Oh my
she
god.
Got to
they
play, okay, she just got to place dog like doctor with her grandma. That sounds pretty awesome to me.
She doctor. Just performed surgery on a grape.
Give me the news, I gotta.
Oh, she also finished the story with, her husband did not believe me when I told him. Which husband? How many, which husband is this? I want to know.
Yeah, what number? Are we on 12 at this point?
But yeah, that's the three-part story from Tia L.
I love that so much.
We love it.
Thank you for that story, Tia L. And we're glad you got out of just the most John Hughes high school I've ever heard in my life.
just a very chaotic grandma as well. Like, my God.
What a fun lady. I'd like to meet her at a party.
Bama grandma.
Careful, you might leave
her. I am a grandma. Hey, listen.
She comes up to you. She comes to everyone at parties and is just like, are you married? Are you married?
Do you want to? All right. This is a story all about how my life got... Okay, no. This is from Alice A. And this is a continuation of the dad aunt family reunion story.
Wow.
I love it so much.
It's kind of a long one, so this is the only one that I will be reading today. Okay. Hello, I am back. I would like to say thanks for the awards. I knew I picked a good group to drop that story on. You're all just validating my theory that my life would make a really good soap opera.
It would.
Ben, I would agree to let you play the mediocre boy who broke my heart in the Hallmark movie, but respectfully, you're too good looking for the role. Well, you don't have to start. You don't have to lie.
Okay, I'll do it.
I was like, if she finishes this with Ryan, step up. Like, I'd be like, come on. Hurtful.
We're looking for half mullets and bad stick and poke tattoos. Look, I can get that done. Yes, I'm aware that was a visual red flag. But if this thing with my dad is the Lifetime movie, then that boy would be the prequel. That relationship was like an episode of Degrassi. There was jealousy, the worst friend group you've ever seen, a suspicious death, blackmail, betrayal, and revenge. All it was missing was Drake as a wheelchair-bound basketball
this
star.
This sounds like a Megan Fox post on Instagram.
Is this Megan Fox?
Is this Megan Fox? She's just...
Yo, I'm sorry. A suspicious death is really calling my name right now.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the boy that broke up with you. I want to be the murderer.
What death is not suspicious, though? Like, they're like... Oh,
I can name a few.
Old age? I mean, honestly, you know what? To be honest, if I got stabbed to death right now and you guys saw who did it, that's not a suspicious death. We know what happened. You know what I mean?
Kaylee Anthony was not a suspicious death.
God, Ben.
Casey getting away with it was suspicious.
I'm going to make an argument for that and say if someone stabbed you to death in front of us right now, I'd be like, who the hell is that person? And that's suspicious.
What if it was Ahmed? What if you could clearly see it's my roommate Ahmed who's just waving like, hey,
it's still
Ahmed.
Suspicious because you're like, why did Ahmed
But what if he dropped the motivation? What if he came in here, stabbed Ryan, was like, hey,
he's like,
I'm
sick
Ahmed.
And tired of you taking me to weddings.
Yeah.
He actually got one for me coming up. I'm excited.
Then it would not be suspicious.
Don't be suspicious.
All right. I was going to wait to tell you guys that side of the story about why my cousins lived with my grandma, but I actually have an update about the whole dad screwing my aunt situation. His word, not mine. Well, I don't think he made up the word screwing.
I love that.
He...
But type. Oh, I'm
this is
Megan
Fox. It has to be.
I figured I should type it out while it's still fresh. But since I know I'll forget that side of the story if I don't say it, and you said not to leave you hanging, I'll just long story short it. My aunt asked my grandma to watch my cousins while she found an apartment after she and her ex-husband got a divorce. There's a lot of family terms that which she used. Okay, hold on. My aunt asked my grandma to watch my cousins while she, my aunt, found an apartment after she, my aunt, and her ex-husband got a divorce.
So grandma's daughter gets divorced from ex-husband, and so grandma watches her grandchildren, which is her daughter's kids.
Yeah, it makes way more sense when you put it like that.
I got you.
Then she fell off the face of the earth for a few months. My mom ended up finding out through her friends that she was living on a cult compound in Florida, 2,000 miles away, where a dozen women were all sharing a husband who was going to protect them from the end of the world.
I love this so much.
I was on board as soon as I said Florida.
I was on board as soon as they said cult compound, because I've been to real ones, and they are interesting. I love this. Oh, my gosh.
Let's see how much weirder it can get. But then my grandma got arrested for human trafficking. Curveball.
Where? What?
Because she tried smuggling two people across the border in her trunk to pay off gambling debts after she lost the house.
What kind of, this is a Breaking Bad episode. This is not
what
real
kind
life.
Of Tyler Perry plot line am I reading? This is ridiculous. And there's more. So then my aunt had to come back because there was no one else to watch her kids.
Time out. She was forced out of a cult because someone had to watch her kids. That's literally, I couldn't be in a cult anymore because I didn't have a babysitter. That's the logic that we have.
Right. Add on to the fact that I lost my babysitter to human trafficking charges trying to pay off gambling debts.
Oh,
she was trying to find me a babysitter across the border, and she's trying to smuggle them.
I want to make this a movie.
Oh my god.
I think we could make this a smuggler. Movie. Oh my god. Okay, so this would not have made any more sense with more detail, I promise. Back to the update. I didn't go to my family reunion. Especially after my dad texted me about 8 paragraphs of incoherent drunk ramblings that included gems like, quote, "We've been screwing for months now," quote, "We're all adults," quote, "You're alienating your family over something stupid," and my personal favorite, quote, "I'm sorry you think I did something wrong." Also spent a whole paragraph talking about what better have been her cat.
Would have been your cat. Yeah.
He also spent a whole paragraph talking about what better have been her cat.
Oh.
So just to recap here, her father is talking about her aunt.
Which sounds like the ex-cult member aunt.
Yes. The ex-cult member aunt is dating her father. Sleeping with her father. They've been screwing for months now. We're all adults and you're alienating your family over something stupid. I'm sorry you think I did something wrong. What a gem that line is. That is in the Hall of Fame of men trying to apologize.
Manipulation.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you think I did something wrong. Great line. I love it. I'm going to use that. Not really. I'm not like, I'll use it ironically.
Nice try. Okay. All of our, did you hear? Apparently, Ben doesn't know how to apologize, ladies. No,
look, yeah, it's because I've never had to apologize before because I'm perfect.
Shit. Ah,
and I really don't got him with that one, Ryan.
Ah, I knew it was coming. I felt it coming. I just felt myself being set up for it.
Yeah, you set yourself up for it, you dingus. All right, next segment. The reunion was doomed, but because apparently nobody knew. I told my cousins, who told the rest of the family she'd been found, but hoped this would blow over, so hid that little detail. It did not blow over, and when the family reunion came, everyone was obviously caught off guard. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that would have gone over in a regular family because I don't have a frame of reference. But they avoid any type of verbal altercation. Not out of politeness, but because our family secrets are like a game of Jenga and they don't want to risk it. Yeah, as soon as you start pulling someone else's secrets, yours are the next to topple down. So you can't really... People have dirt on everybody, man. Coming from someone who does also not have a regular family... Like, yeah, no. That's just how it goes.
Everybody, yeah.
Who has a normal family? I don't
I've met a few people. Ryan, you have a fairly normal family.
Fairly normal. I have three uncles comparatively, with 11 wives.
I have like an immediate family that's like I'm talking crazy, about your immediate but still family. Kind of normal. But my like extended family, bitch, like that's
immediate,
a whole
podcast. I better be very careful with what I say next. Carrying on. Okay.
So at first, they just started speed texting my mom and me. This went on for a while, judging by the way the messages were being sent. In that time, they apparently all just walked around like everything was normal. According to several family members, my dad seemed, quote, too comfortable. I don't know what that means. I know what it means. It means he thinks what he's doing is totally normal because he's sorry you think he did something wrong.
I'm sorry.
He cannot, for the life of him, understand what he's doing incorrectly. And it's everything.
And it's the whole thing. It's literally top to bottom.
Yeah.
A whole shebang.
When my mom called me, I figured something happened because I knew she wasn't there. Before this call, I would have said my mother was handling things weirdly. Well, now she was spitting mad. I haven't seen my mom that mad since I was 17 years old. I was terrified and proud. Good for you. I calmed her down, made her laugh, and hung up. I thought that was the end of it. I'd forgotten one of the most important life lessons I'd ever learned. Don't make my mom angry. I'd say it took about another half hour, maybe 45 minutes after that, before the texts really started to ramp up. I wasn't responding, but I'd been checking in every once in a while. By the time I'd gotten to them, my family was frantic. My phone was buzzing so much I had to turn on Do Not Disturb to even read the messages.
Jesus Christ.
Do you guys' families have group chats?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it actually... Maybe this is like TMI, and my family's going to kill me for saying this, but like regularly, one of my sisters will get into a fight with another sister, and they like delete the group chat. Like they're like, I'm leaving! And then they like delete themselves from the group chat.
That's like leaving the family.
Right? Like, it's a little bit like, I don't want to talk to you as a group anymore. And then, like, leave.
You're not my family anymore. Leave group chat.
We still have you on text. I always message them afterwards, and I'm like, hi, just texting you to let you know that we still have access to you.
Yeah. My family has never had a group chat, and it's always been weird to me to see families with group chats.
I mean, I've never thought about it like that, but... I can see why. I hope. Count your blessings. That's all I have to say. Group
count
chats?
Let me tell you
the most controversial opinion that came up in the group chat recently. My sister's boyfriend told me and my brother that Treasure Planet and Atlantis are terrible films.
Oh, okay. God.
Well, he's wrong.
They're out of the family.
You're right? Yeah. Like,
they're out. They're done.
When do we kill him?
off but, with their heads.
Yeah, this is why you don't have group chats, Ben. Be glad. Because then you have to deal with that.
I'm glad.
So.
I'm glad. Okay, moving on with the story. Something you need to know is my grandma, yes, that one, doesn't ever go to these events. The hosts are her sisters. They do not get along. I don't think they've been in the same room together other than for funerals in the last 40 years. So when she showed up to this reunion, people knew why. My cousin was excited to tell me she let her in, and everyone else was excited to tell me what happened after. We're getting to the climax, guys.
I love this so much. Poor choice of words, carry on.
My aunt is my grandma's undeniable favorite child. I can't imagine why those two get along. And she hates my dad more than Ben hates ASMR. That is a high bar.
It is.
Yeah.
The
but
rivalry...
I believe her.
It is. It is.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Their rivalry is older than I am. This is her worst nightmare. And what's more, she doesn't just know about them being there. She knows everything. Don't mess with my mom. Whoa. Grandma is having a full-blown meltdown and taking no prisoners for about 10 minutes. Some of the highlights that were relayed to me. To my aunt, quote, do we need to unpack your need to sleep with anyone who's ever been nice to you? Was I that bad of a mother?
Oh my God!
But wait, there's more. Another quote to the aunt. I would have rather you married the wolf boy than this. I'm sure he's still single. Give him a call. Savage. Another one. Really look at him, points to my dad. He looks like if Ponyboy Curtis had been doing meth for the last 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
I want to meet your grandma more than I want to meet the guy who writes copy for Manscaped.
Get them both in a room and let's see what they can come up with for Manscaped.
Oh, it would be the end of the world.
Oh my gosh.
Here's a couple of quotes that she said to the dad. Are you trying to fuck every woman in this family? Pick a different family. While gesturing to a second cousin who had a fling with my dad a few years ago, I didn't even know.
Oh my God.
The drama. I'm living for this.
Another quote to the dad. I swear some days I think you might be my personal demon sent from hell to make me pay for my sins.
Oh my God. That's
those
incredible.
Are some great Southern insults.
That is iconic.
That's fantastic.
My personal demon.
She then dragged my aunt out of that house, threw her in the car, and went home like she was grounded. She left with my dad when he showed up to get her. Since then, there has been radio silence from them. My grandma told my aunt a few days ago that if she doesn't move out of my dad's house and break it off, she's out of the will and will be completely dead to her. So that's where the situation is. The rest of my family has had two other dramatic incidents since the family reunion, so they're over it.
I mean, we need an update on the rest.
We do. There's one more paragraph, but I don't think it talks about the other dramatic incidents. But
okay,
I want to hear about them.
Alice, we need more of you.
Alice, we need more. We need more of this drama.
Okay, so this is the last. This is the conclusion here. Part of me wishes I had taken you guys up on the offer and brought you. All of me wishes you did that.
Yeah.
All of me.
Every single fiber of my being wishes I was there to see that happen.
Oh my gosh.
Your reactions to my family would probably give me a year's supply of serotonin. No one would have risked asking who you were in case it was a touchy subject, like when one of my great aunts brought two boyfriends or when the son of a disowned uncle showed up. They just pretend they already know who you are and make awkward small talk until they can quietly ask someone else who you are. I've brought friends before, and we play a game where they drop fake hints to each person they talk to, and at the end of the night, I ask my aunt who they are, and she tells me whatever rumor made it around the circle. It's always really fun. I think you'd all be really good at it. Maybe next time. What are you guys doing next year during their family reunion?
I say let's go.
I got things to do. I'm ready. I'm ready to be part of it. I'm ready to cancel things. Like this.
What
is amazing.
An amazing YouTube video that would be.
Oh hey guys, thank you, Alice, for this lovely update. You have been wonderful.
Beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
We got another story from Ryan.
Yeah, I got a short little story. It's from Maddie T. Boy, do I have a story for y'all. Dan, I really want your opinion on this. So I was going to my local Walmart today when I was approached by two guys who just happened to be Mormon. I told them that it was not a good time because my grandfather just recently passed away.
Ooh,
but they were willing to walk
around.
Biggest
mistake, don't mention dead relatives.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'll tell you after. Let's keep going with the story.
But they were willing to walk around with me into Walmart, so I agreed. And boy, I got a good laugh out of it. Can you imagine two Mormons following around an 18-year-old female dressed bohemian style in pants and an oversized sweatshirt walking at a fast pace? I have short legs, and I learned to walk really fast during school. But by the end of just picture her like she's their puppeteer. She's their Pied Piper. But by the end of the Walmart trip, these guys walked me out to my car and was asking me about my church. I told them I sing for my church and they wanted to hear. So since they gave me such a good laugh and the weirdest but most entertaining Walmart trip of my life, I did. They enjoyed it and I ended up making two new friends that night. Mormons ain't all that bad.
They're not. No.
Why do you not bring up dead relatives?
Okay, so this is the thing about missionaries. And I know for a fact that they were missionaries because we were literally told when I was on my mission to go into grocery stores and like make conversation with people. They were like, make conversation, try and do that. Problem is that one of the talking points that Mormon missionaries love to hear is I have a dead relative and I just don't know like what the whole plan is for them, because then they'll go into the whole thing. I really need to teach you guys the doctrine of it all, but
you really do.
It is
we
very
fun. We
spent
an episode talking about the do's and don'ts of meeting Mormons.
Yes. And then how you can baptize your dead relatives is another thing. Yes. So
in
that's
the ocean?
No, you have to stand in their
place.
That's
where we did baptisms.
Oh, really?
In my beach
town. I mean, that's kind of...
we would do beach baptisms.
I would love to do beach baptism. That would be very
fun. Some people
fun.
Got hit by waves and didn't come up for a second.
Ryan, you're a youth pastor. Can you baptize Ben and I in a beach?
I would love to more than anything.
In an ocean.
Ryan just holds me down a little bit longer.
right. Look, man, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, like, you've got some extra cleansing that needs to be done. Okay.
I have more Christian cleansing to be done than the actual gay man on the podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's fair. I love it. I love it.
Not even. It's not even close.
But that's a very accurate story of Mormon missionaries. And so, yeah, I just think that's very funny. Yeah. Glad you made some friends. They are good people.
Be careful.
Be careful. Yeah.
They will
tell you some stuff, and you just gotta kind of like be like, okay, great, cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure.
Will you get baptized? No.
No.
Also, yeah, there's other stuff, but there we go. We'll leave it at that.
Dan, you got one more story for us?
I've got one. And let me tell you the title, just so that we're, like, ready, we're in the mood for what it is. The title of this particular story is Mono Burrito.
Who's it by?
Mono Burrito by Noah Y.
Mono, Noah. Like the disease?
Like the disease.
Oh. Oh, good.
Yes.
Yes. Please tell me everything.
Here's a story
about
a mono
burrito. Must be a Taco
Bell secret
menu item.
Mono.
Do you want the Mexican go-gurt or the Mexican mono?
Love it. Love it.
It's the same thing.
Hey, GDFM. I'll keep this simple. This is the story of how I probably accidentally poisoned a family member. When I was in 8th grade, I got mono. No clue where from. What I do know is
kissing. You got it from kissing, you heathen.
You were an
Repent.
8th grader. Yes, you got it from
Repent.
Kissing. Get baptized by youth pastor Ryan in an ocean.
Yes, Ryan. We were all kissing in 8th grade.
Yeah, all of
I
us.
Wasn't. I, yeah.
Ah, cool.
Yes, Ryan. I was kissing.
I had done other things, but I'd never kissed anyone.
we'll wait to unpack that one.
Yeah, this is like therapy. That's like trauma. We'll leave that alone. What I do know is how my brother got it. What I do know is how my brother got it. My brother in 7th grade decided to eat a homemade burrito that I had taken a bite from, having not finished it because mono. So he ended up getting mono because he couldn't bother as much as to cut off where I had taken a bite, thus getting mono.
I wouldn't have.
Not a long story, but a weird one.
I love that so much, that you knew someone had an infectious disease and you were like, ah, but how infectious?
I'll risk it.
I'm built different.
Turns out, no, you were built exactly the same.
Do you guys have mono?
No.
No.
Neither do I. Great. We're mono free at this podcast.
I fully trust you after those words in that order.
And I'll tell you why.
We're all kiss to prove it. I'm sorry.
We are mono free. We're mono free because we shave our pumpkins with a Manscaped razor.
Manscaped? I'm pretty sure this is illegal advertising, right?
Well, that brings us out of our Stranger Stories segment, and that brings us right to our final segment, audience submissions. We have a few questions that you guys have sent to us that we will try to answer quickly and efficiently. Ryan, you want to kick us off there with that first one?
I'd sure like to fully know where... Is this the October 10 one?
Yeah. Episode 30.
Episode 30. I think you're on it, Ryan. Maya T?
Just saw it. Oh, wait. No,
Travis
I got Travis. M. Travis M, Annie J, Emma M, and Samantha H.
Yeah.
All right, Travis M. Hey, guys, I was just listening to Stranger Stories episode recently, and I've had to say I respect the milk heist. Back in school, I actually had a winter coat that had the bottom pockets ripped out and regularly wore it to lunch to swipe extra milk cartons for my friends and other people that couldn't get lunches. It was the only thing I could swipe without getting caught. I'd routinely walk out of lunchtime with 8 to 10 extra milk cartons laying in the lining of my coat. What a legend. Wow.
That's fantastic. We used to do that stuff in basic. Well, I never did because I didn't want to, but like kids would get caught with like snacks and stuff they stole from the mess hall, and then they would just get smoked after they found it. It was like when they found a chocolate bar wrapper in the trash can, that was a rough day for us. Dan, you want to take the next one?
Yeah. From Annie J. Hi, guys. Love the podcast. Y'all got me through a rough week at work. I'm from Finland and loved the Finnish episode so much. Also, I'm very surprised how well y'all pronounce the name. I'm going to let Imo. Someone else do that. Imo. There we go. Great.
Koivunen.
Imo Koivunen. Whatever that is. I do remember that, but yeah. Though Ryan...
Though Ryan
am I allowed to say the word? I don't know.
Though Ryan
fucked up on the Hi-Hus name.
Hi-Hus? I guess there's another guy in that story.
Oh, Hi-Hus. Also, I legit think Ben would probably be one of the only Americans I know who might survive the Finnish military training. Anyway, my question is, if you have to perform in one of the northern countries, meaning Scandinavia... meaning Scandinavia, Finland, I forgot we were stand-up comedians, and Russia in the winter. Which one and why? Thank you, and I'll submit some crazy stories of my polyamorous, bisexual, almost famous life at some other point. All the love, Annie. Yes, please do that. Which Scandinavian country do you
want to
go
You want me to perform in a northern European country in the winter?
Yeah.
That's a fat no. Dog, that is a hard pass. I am not coming.
I'll do Finland or Scandinavia.
I'm glad you will, because I will.
The Russians would scare me. I feel like that would be a tough crowd, you know?
I want to do Iceland so that I can do my weird Bjork humor.
Bjork? Yeah.
You have jokes about Bjork?
I like the flowers.
What the heck
Yo,
is
that? Really, that's probably going to really please our 5 Icelandic listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, they're all just sitting there like, yes!
Yes, representation! Yes!
All right, next question is from Emma M. Hello, I recently started watching the podcast and I am obsessed. I'm watching episode 22 while writing this. I have 2 questions for you guys. First, what is the best Wi-Fi name you have ever seen? And second, should toilet paper be over or under? I love you guys, and you are so funny. Thank you for reading my questions. So, okay, first one, best Wi-Fi name you've ever seen?
I can't remember. They don't stick out.
Yeah, as soon as you asked me.
Fly for a Wi-Fi was good.
That's a solid one.
Classic.
Let's look up some. Drop it like it's hotspot.
Okay.
That's what she... S-I-I-D. S-S-I-D, sorry.
That's what she said.
Okay. Lannister never forgets. Girls gone wireless.
Whatever happened to that show, man? Remember when MTV was MTV?
Yeah.
Before it was MTV, and then it was like MTV, and then now it's just ridiculousness.
Yeah.
If I had
second question: should toilet paper be under or over?
Oh, no, definitely over.
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah.
That's how it was made. The patent says so. The patent says so.
Yeah, well, okay, people say like, oh, they put the pattern on one side because it looks that way and then that it makes you use it 30% more toilet paper. I use the same amount of squares every time.
Yeah.
The pattern is not what dictates the amount of toilet paper I use. The poop is what dictates it.
Also, like, yeah. Also, like, how are you pulling that? Like,
yeah.
At what point?
Oh, all right.
Chill.
Ryan, you want to take that last one?
Absolutely. Samantha H., when will you have merch? And what is your favorite cartoon show or movie? P.S. You make me smile and laugh while painting, drawing, and sewing.
We'll work on it.
We will work on it.
We have some stuff that we could throw together for some t-shirts, but...
That'd be cool.
It'll still be a minute. And what is your favorite cartoon show or movie?
Klaus.
Oh, I do like
Klaus was good.
I'm going to recommend this because it's fall and almost Halloween. Over the Garden Wall is a fantastic show to watch.
Just started showing that to me.
It's a great show. Like,
it's
incredible.
Bizarre.
It's bizarre, but go to the last episode. You have to watch it all the way through because once you get to the last episode, it all makes sense. So
okay. I trust you.
I'm hoping that happens with my life.
mine is The Iron Giant. That's my favorite movie.
The praying scene is everything.
Atlantis, right? Chicken Little, also fire.
Yeah.
Treasure Planet's great. There's also Your Name, which is an anime
movie
that's fantastic, as well as Weathering with You, which is beautiful. It's so good.
Okay, so we also have an update from Abs Labs. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Let me make sure that I have...
Hit me with that absolutely update.
Yeah. Okay, got it right here. Good afternoon, gentlemen. We finally stopped laughing after the scavenger hunt challenge and have an update on the current scores. From the list of 20, Ben was able to find 18 items. He's going to argue the point, but he actually missed two. He didn't have fun socks, and he also showed us 5, not 6 pens. I will argue this. Do you see how there's so many pens?
Ridiculous. That's a highlighter, Ben.
Okay. Actually, it's a marker, but still. Ryan and Dan both came in with 17 items. Ryan missed the flash drive, the gift, and his fun socks came in after time was called. Dan missed the flash drive and used his necklace for 3 clues, so only one of them counted.
What?
Oh my gosh. They said that was part of the rules. For the stay in frame part of the challenge, we gave Ryan the benefit of the doubt that he couldn't leave his desk, therefore couldn't leave frame. Dan, however, wandered off camera 7 times.
I love wandered.
Those penalties knocked his game score down from 17 to 10. Ben's in-frame performance was flawless, and he even kept his hand out to be sure he stayed in frame. We loved that, Ben. Apparently, I was so far in frame that I did not have to stick my hand out at all, but I just kept doing it anyway. Since nobody found all 20 items, we had to get creative with bonus points. We liked Dan's idea that Ben gets 2 bonus points for the wig. We also give Dan a bonus point because he wore the vibe check hat for a short time. So the current overall scores are Dan 21, Ryan 23, Ben 25. Congrats to Ben for taking back first place. Along with the scores, we decided it's high time we sent you an introduction to another member of Absolutely Not Labs. Today, you get to meet the newest member of the team, 626, or absolutely _not_an_experiment on Instagram. 626 is the sentient result of an experiment gone awry. He's good at filing, though, so we keep him around. He enjoys painting and French press coffee. Watch his IG page for a self-portrait coming soon. That's it. Thanks, as always, for playing along. We'll see you at the next challenge. Cheers. Absolutely Not Labs. Additional side note, Ben has now met 2 of the Abs Labs staff. Apparently, he's collecting us like Pokemon. 5 more before you have the entire set, Ben.
Wow.
You guys got to go on more cross-country road trip comedy shows.
Hey, I'll join you. I work
remote. I can't go on more. I'm so tired. I keep going.
Can I just and join you, Ben? Can I just and sit at your shows?
Whatever show you want to come to me with, just let me know, and I'll message them, be like, hey, I'm bringing a feature.
Okay, I'll do it. Then all of my shows will become your shows, and your shows will become my shows. But really, just your shows.
The Dan and the Florida Man at it again.
There's a good somewhere around there.
It's like, please.
Oh, man. Well, that's it. That's all. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us on episode 30 of The Good, the Dan, the Florida Man. We hope we said or did something just today that makes you want to tune in next week. If we have an episode next week, we should. We'll get an episode next week. We're really good at planning things. Anyway, if you want to find us outside of the podcast, Ryan, where can they find you?
YouthPastorRyan.com. Dan?
Mine is Dan Bam Bam on all social media, except for Snapchat, which is Dan_YOLOLove. Ben?
You can find all of my stuff at benbrainard.com. It's spelled brain, A-R-D. If you can't spell that, try using yours, man. I don't know what to tell you. You can find all of the podcasts.
Sounds like yours broke real quick.
Yeah, it did. My Ben broke, bro. It was already scratch and dent to begin with. You can find all the podcast information at gdfmpodcast.com, and you can contact the podcast at podcast@gdfmpodcast.com. We hope you enjoyed it. We love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.